The clash between orcs and humans continues on another continent. As in the first episode, the player can choose his side, the enemy being controlled either by the computer or by other humans. 2 for a normal game, or up to 8 in a network. The game comprises 2 different military campaigns, 1 for each species, each with 14 missions. These missions are varied and completely hilarious, especially if you choose the human army, the orcs' ugly mugs being motive enough to beat them to a pulp. Initially, you only have to construct a few houses, rescue some hostages, destroy an advance camp, or loot a supermarket. But soon, the objectives become a damn sight more complicated. The supermarket's hiring a number of illiterate security guards, for example. You're going to have to direct terrestrial, maritime, and even aerial combat, all at the same time. This wargame aspect is complemented by another strategic concern. You must pick up gold and the various raw materials needed to build things, which open the way for a multitude of new possibilities. More powerful armies, optimized and new equipment, using magic, and so on. The facility to create new plots and sound effects completes a great game.